Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Beis. This parak discusses Shmuel Hanavi's rebuke and encouragement to Yisrael for asking for a king. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Shmuel al kol Yisrael, Hinei shamati v'kolchem l'chol asher amartem li v'amlich aleichem melech. I heard the Shmuel said to the entire nation, I heard your voices that you said to me, and I will appoint for you a king. We will now see Shmuel Hanavi give rebuke to Yisrael for requesting a king. At this point, Shmuel gives his resignation speech, so to speak, to the entire nation. Shmuel was handing over the reign of leadership to Shaul HaMelech. Keep in mind, although Shmuel was highlighting Shaul HaMelech as the new leader and king of Yisrael, Shmuel HaNavi still plays a pivotal part in giving rebuke and guiding the king and Yisrael when necessary. In Pasuk Beis through Pasuk Hei, Shmuel continues, relating to Klal Yisrael, I have served Yisrael from my youth until this very day. Now that I am older, I want to testify in front of Hashem and the nation, I have never taken a single item for myself or harmed anyone, not personally and not monetarily. The nation affirmed and proclaimed their faith in Shmuel. And Pasuk Vav through Pasuk Teslov, Shmuel now relates the goodness Hashem has done to Yisrael throughout their history of great leaders. The leaders Shmuel highlights are Moshe, Aaron, Dvoren Barak, Gidon, Yiftach, and Shmuel. It was Hashem's kindness that sent these leaders to save you, Yisrael, from your enemies. Shmuel continues, now Yisrael wanted a king. Hashem granted them their request. However, Yisrael must exclusively serve Hashem and no one else, because if not, Hashem will be against you. And Pasuk Hezayin, Shmuel now davens for thunder and rain to ruin the harvest of Yisrael as a way of showing the nation their terrible desire to have a king for themselves. And Pasuk Yudches, but Yikra Shmuel Hashem, Shmuel calls out to Hashem, but Yitain Hashem kolos umater b'yom hahu, that Hashem poured down thunder and lightning on that day. But Yire kol ha'me'od es Hashem v'es Shmuel. On that day, the entire nation feared Hashem and Shmuel. Yisrael was now aroused to tshuva and to come close to Hashem. Yisrael expressed regret for demanding a king, and the rain stopped. And Pasuk Chaf, through Pasuk Chaf Hei, which is the end of the parak, Shmuel ends with encouraging words of strength and chizuk, as it says in Pasuk Chaf Beis, Ki lo yitosh Hashem es amo ba'avo shmo ha-gadol. Hashem will never flip his nation and abandon his nation of Yisrael. Ki ho Hashem lasos eschem lo la'am. Because Hashem has sworn to Yisrael to be a God for them, as Yisrael will be a nation for Hashem. And that's the end of the parak. I'd like to add how each and every single one of us need to know Hashem will never, ever abandon us as a nation, and certainly not on a personal level. Although sometimes things seem tough and life gets hard, we still need to believe Hashem is with us, as we see here and in many places throughout Nach. Even after we receive rebuke and hardships, Hashem's love for us is undefinable. It's l'mayla min ha'seichel. It's above reason. It just is. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.